I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Writer Eric Jerome Dickey is steaming up the book world once again. A few months ago, he spoke with us about his best-selling novel, Sleeping with Strangers, and its rough-and-tumble main character.
Gideon is a hitman. He's a little more extreme than other characters who've been in different types of fights in other novels. You know, in the few hits that are there in the book, it's like each time he almost loses his life. So in some ways, for me, even though it's really dramatic, there are just moments where it's just funny because something always goes wrong. There's always this oops, this oops kind of moment. And then things happen to turn back in his favor again.
In the sequel, Waking with Enemies, we see Gideon facing a reversal of fortune as a contract is put out on the hitman's life. I asked Dickey to explain some of the book's other key characters.
The man with the broken nose is the hitman who has accepted the contract to take out Gideon.
Now, you have a bunch of women in here. To say that there's a few sex scenes would be just really not doing justice to the volume and the variety of the sex scenes. But there's a woman named Arizona. Tell me a little bit about her.
Arizona, wow, she's she has the proud honor of being the character that's been the most novels I've written up to this point. She made her first appearance in Thieves Paradise a few years ago, and she comes from the world of grifters, con men and con women. And then she appeared again in Drive Me Crazy. And we saw where I showed her growth. She had moved from, from being an also-ran to someone who was coming up in the world of, you know, the con game, if you will. And now she's back in Sleeping with Strangers and Awakening with Enemies. And she is running her cons on an international level. And also to the point where people want to do harm to her as well. And she is Gideon's love interest in a sense like Bogey, Bacall, Hepburn, Tracy type of thing, where they have this relationship that's real hot, but at the same time, it's very argumentative.
Yeah.
She's very, very, very important important to the story and very important in Gideon's world.
How do these characters parallel what you might call normal people? All of us have a different story. I don't personally believe anyone is truly normal, but these guys are living on a very extreme edge of life, travel, violence. What makes these stories relatable to readers?
Well, I think at the end of the day, they're just regular people. I mean, well, regular people with
regular people with lots of guns, disposable cash to travel and fly around
right,
the world.
Right, right.
Menage a trois every night.
People, they're just hardworking people trying to get it right. You know, I think what it is, it's as you're reading, they feel like real people. You know, and I think you care about them, and you want to keep reading to. You want to make sure they're going to be okay or, you know, find out what's going to happen, you know.
Do you ever worry about being mistaken for your hero or, I don't know if you'd call Gideon an anti-hero? Do people read things into you because of the kinds of characters you create?
You know, it's funny because in the novels that are not the crime novels, they tend to want to believe that their character is somehow me, some people or my experiences. But when I do the crime novels, I never get those questions. You know, no one has ever asked if Gideon is me or if Driver from Drive Me Crazy or if Dante from Thieves Paradise, you know, all the con men, the criminal, the characters who live on that side of the street. You know, I've had people show up at book signings looking for characters, you know, because telling me that these people must be real people because there's no way you can make these characters up. And then being disappointed when I tell them I made them up, you know what I mean? Which is kind of cool because I think if you write it, and if that's the response you get, you're doing something right.
Walter Mosley has recently been doing a bunch of lectures and excerpts and has a book coming out about how to finish your novel in a year.
Okay.
So if you had to give someone advice on how to take something from this idea that they've always wanted to write about to execution and to the finished printed page, tell me what you'd tell them.
Well, you got to work every day. I think a lot of people say they want to write a book. You know, and probably do in their heart they do, but when they sit down, they realize that it's work. And you've got to push past the difficult parts. I mean, for me, every book, there's been a hard part that I had some hump I had to get over, a lot of rewriting or rethinking. Or at the end of the day, I just say, put your butt in the chair and do the work. You've got to study the craft of writing. If you're really going to write, you really have to understand storytelling. Because it's a combination of understanding language and understanding storytelling. Those two merge, I think, make for a great novel.
What do you want to really do? We talked a little bit about this last time you came on. But what do you want to do next creatively? What kinds of adventures do you want to take?
I don't know. It's, you know, it's so many different types of stories that I still haven't told. I mean, I'm still on fire with this. Hopefully I'm at the beginning of my career.
What's the energy like for you when, having written 14 novels, you go back into a learning position?
I mean, for me, every book is starting over. It's like new characters. It's I'm probably not comfortable, or I'm probably not there where I feel like, okay, I've got a real story until I get to about page 100. You know, somewhere around there, I feel like, okay, I got something I can work with here. Because I've written 60, 70, 80 pages of stuff before and then just pushed it to the side because it wasn't there, and started over on something else.
That's hard.
But you know what? It's hard, but it's part of the process. That's what we do. You know, every time you sit down and write, it's not going to be gold. You know what I mean? Every scene has to push the story forward in some way. I mean, for me, when I'm writing a scene, I'm trying, what else can I learn about this character? What new information about the character or the situation? And sometimes it's this, I'm setting this up because I have this twist planned. You know, so am I using the right language where, as you're reading it, you don't see it coming, but when it hits you, you go, I should have saw that coming.
Right, right. You know. You definitely have some of those switchbacks in your book. Well, before we let you go, you mentioned the whole idea that places can be characters.
Yeah, yeah.
In your book, you have a lot of London.
Yeah.
If London were a person, what kind of person would she or he be?
Gray and rainy and crying all the time. But London would be someone who probably on the outside is all prim and proper with manners, but on the inside is so conflicted.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll stop right there.
Intriguing.
You know, because London has, and that's because I stayed in London for about 3 months working on the book. I mean, holed up inside of a hotel room, being the classic writer with my laptop, going out, researching, picking up all the mainstream papers, and then going into various ethnic neighborhoods and picking up their papers, reading their news. You know what I mean? Seeing the world from their perspective. I remember this another mystery book I read years ago, and the writer messed up L.A. It just pulled me out of the novel, pulled me out of the experience, because I'm up here going like, wait a minute, those streets, they can't cross. They run in the same direction. Wait a minute, it's Friday. How can you get from Beverly Hills to Carson in 15 minutes on 405 on a Friday? I mean, right.
In a jet plane.
Well, you know, right, you know. I mean, they had stuff like that in the book, and I'm sitting there going, this isn't, you know. I would have rather the writer show the difficulties of trying to get somewhere, and you got to be there in 20 minutes. How do we make this happen? You know what I mean?
Well, I just want to thank you, and can't wait to hear what you got coming up next, Eric.
Pleasure.
Eric Jerome Dickey's latest novel is called Waking with Enemies. It hit stores last week.